This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Good thing about Ken leaving the show is I will never have to suffer through another Rush song ever again on this program. No disrespect to Canada, Andrew Raycroft.
What if you bring Shoe back? Is Shoe going to apply?
Oh, I would love to have Mike Shoe back. I think he's employed, though. He's got a radio show in Worcester.
He's on the Pike somewhere. I don't know where he is.
He's got his own morning show. Why would he want to come back and produce this show? By the way, I believe...
What a great job you think we have.
What a ringing endorsement
I'm guessing the last day for the Laird man in a do-rag, Curtis. Mm-hmm. You can't be a member of management and walk in here with a do-rag on. So.
No, that is correct.
I think he could.
Redefine the position wigs?
Yeah. You know, coming and bringing into a new age.
You gotta go out and... Did they give you clothing allowance or anything? You got to go out and get some sweater vests. Those are...
You should have bargained for that.
A good blazer
pink
or
one.
Two,
a pink one.
Yes.
Pink belt.
No, Greg, they gave him an allowance to pick up Mike's clothing at the drag queen.
And you'll be picking up mine, my friend.
Well, there you go.
You can...
Trickle down effect.
You can watch Ken's final show on Twitch. To watch this show on Twitch, just follow WEEI, and the Twitch feed is presented by the Wise Man from Kentucky Owl. It is straight bourbon whiskey. And this is Courtney's Off. Courtney's tasting wedding food. I want to thank Andrew Raycroft for filling in. This is Dave from Rhode Island. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Settled down to watch the Bruins last night. And they're not on nothing.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Razor and I were talking about this during a break earlier. I believe that the NHL dictates that, 13 games can be taken away from Nesson?
That's right.
So
between ESPN and TNT this year, they took 13 games. And then to add insult to injury, Dave, yes, ESPN Plus is quite difficult to find on your cable dial.
I know.
And or even your apps and your phone. It's frustrating to
but
say
also,
the least.
I
answered 20 texts last night. Where's the game?
The broadcast stinks.
That too.
I mean, you know.
Well, when you're getting bumped out by women's basketball, I thought maybe they're getting bumped for another hockey game.
We love women's basketball.
No, it's but you're missing the point. It just goes to show you how low down NHL hockey is on ESPN's, you know, network, where their major channel where you go that most people have, their regular ESPN channel, you go there to watch the Bruins game or you go there to watch whatever hockey game and it's women's basketball. Maybe it was men's basketball. I don't remember what it was. But at least on TNT, when you go there to watch the hockey game, you get the hockey game.
Yeah. This may be an old person issue, though. I don't know.
It is. The issue is there's a lot of old people that like hockey that want to watch the game that are willing to pay money to watch the game. Yeah. That's part of the issue, too, I think, though.
Think
but
so?
It is an old person issue. There's no question. But those people do watch hockey.
This is Eddie from New Hampshire. What's up, Eddie?
Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Eddie.
Let's go. And Curtis. You guys built something really good here, right? And now you're reaping the fruits of your labor, right? Mm-hmm. So, Ken's moving up.
Yeah.
Curtis is moving into his spot. And Wiggy's probably moving into Curtis's, right?
Nope.
And then Courtney's going to move into, so they say, everybody's doing the big, yeah. So,
listen.
It's a whole bunch of Miracle-Gro, right? A whole bunch of Miracle-Gro on it, right?
Listen, we said this earlier about Ken.
I was going to ask Eddie if he did a tasting before his wedding. God.
I don't know. I mean, is Eddie married?
I don't know.
Yeah. Ken has done extraordinary work here.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why he has been promoted to branch manager.
Right. Everybody's, well... Curtis is moving up a little bit. Courtney and I, we're staying at the same level we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are down there below the basement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a basement. We're like underneath. What's that called? The bulkhead?
We stop with that. Nobody buys that when you say that. We will begin auditioning producers next week, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
How does the process work?
Well, we decided yesterday as a group that we would just do one day, right? So one shot, 4-hour show.
Okay.
You're in. We're going to start with 5 internal candidates.
Who are the internal candidates?
Staff. So Monday, our often morning guy, Matty Durant, will be in. Matty
okay.
D.
Matty D.
Matty D. Likes Matty
D. Strong candidate.
Very strong
candidate.
Used to
work with me on the old show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good candidate.
He's good and does a lot of Red Sox work for us in terms of equipment stuff. Day two, Tuesday, Ben Charleston, who was the Mud at Night producer and the executive producer of Red Sox Baseball and WEI.
Okay. BC.
So baseball guy? I mean, in addition to me, we need another baseball voice on this show.
Correct.
Now that you're leaving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wednesday, it'll be Chris Scheim. Scheim time.
Ooh, okay. I like Scheim.
Scheimer.
Who is obviously a gambling expert of some repute.
Yes.
And he's a gamer.
And a huge OAR fan.
Oh, boy.
He's got that going for him.
Wow.
Okay.
He just repeats whatever you think.
No, he doesn't. Okay.
And Thursday, his fellow Gresham Keefe producer, John Anderson,
J.A.
is going to take a shot in the morning.
All right. A good one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Friday, Dylan Mitchell, who's one of our live stream guys and part-time producer, will be in. So there's your 5 next week.
When's my tryout?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to apply. Anybody can apply.
When is Al from Everett?
He can also apply.
Okay.
Ain't you giving Zeke a chance, too?
Give him 10 minutes. Yes, yes.
And my man Zeke, two brothers holding it down.
That was the highlight of the meeting yesterday. We won't get into the details, but Wiggy was an A-plus one-liner.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. It actually was a three-liner.
Well, that's true. For Wiggy, that's a one-liner.
Yes. This
trying
is,
to elevate the brothers.
Hold on. Here is
the
Al.
Sisters.
Here is Al from Everett. Hello, Al.
Ken, you're going to give me 10 minutes? Thanks, Ken. Listen. Say it ain't so, Ken. So you got between you and Curtis, the back and forth, hysterical. It really is a shame, but I'm glad you're moving up, and nothing but the best for you. But I'll tell you, you guys together are really it's enjoyable. It really is.
Thanks, buddy.
But now let me pine for your job. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, so Greg, a few things you might not know. I heard you yesterday. You mentioned my name. So if I'm going to have a shot at this job,
mm-hmm.
a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
But a few things you might not know about Alpha Everett, all right? Just a couple things here.
Mm-hmm.
Not only Greg, and I know you were with the station back in the early years,
mm-hmm.
was I deemed a Hall of Fame caller.
Yeah. Okay.
And guest of honor, by the way, at the very first Whiny Awards.
Yeah, I know that.
A black tie affair, mind
you. We have a banner that's hung up here that honors you for that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. All
it's right.
So,
it's right above the fax machine, which is something else that was relevant at the time.
It's right next to Dale's desk.
Go ahead. What else?
But it's the deal. So I had such an impact on EEI, Greg. The station sponsored an Al from Everett night.
Uh-huh.
About 1,500 people were there.
Okay.
And now you've been in the radio business how many years?
32 or something.
How many callers did you sponsor a night for?
I mean, I think
it's an exclusive club, right?
We tried to do we sponsored Scott from Weymouth, but that was for a different thing.
All right, so here's 4 quick points, Wiggy. You're gonna love these 4 quick points. One thing I don't think Wiggy knows about this. Do you guys know I played college baseball?
Okay. Yep. Al, is this a parody?
Oh, you played at USC?
No, I'm not Chris. Chris, I played college baseball at USC.
That's impressive.
University, shortstop. University of Southern Charlestown, Bunker Hill.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Next page.
They had a pretty
Wiggy,
good
base- I had you go with Wiggy.
No, they had a pretty good you baseball go team, you, Bunker Hill.
Yeah, Bunker Hill. I think that game is on halfway through the Bruins tonight.
Yeah, that's on ESPN.
They play Roxbury Community College.
All right, Al, thank you. Time's up. This is Bob from Warwick. Hello, Bob.
Hello. I was told I'd be speaking to Wiggy.
Yeah, of course you're speaking to him. You got him. You got his ear.
Okay, Wiggy. Hey, babe. Happy Friday.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, that Eminem nut routine, that was golden, Jerry.
It's true.
Thank you. It's golden.
Yeah, the nuts. Golden. The male nuts,
okay,
not nuts.
Golden. Okay. Yes. Yes, Fred. Go ahead. What?
Okay, Wiggy, if I may, we've heard many times over the years where defense wins playoff games and defense dominates. I've never heard a person make an argument or elaborate. And if I may, please, I'm going to try to articulate this, Wiggy, and you can give me your opinion on this, please. Okay, Wiggy, my point being is that on offense, okay, on a running play, every offensive lineman has to execute their job, whether it be off a guard, a sweep, off tackle. And it being that one defensive player can obstruct the play and end the play. Every offensive lineman has to execute, but one defensive player can stop the play.
Am I dreaming?
Now,
is this real?
Is the operations manager position still open? I might be interested.
I want to see where he's going with this.
You do? What do you mean? See where he's going.
He's saying one defensive player can impact the play.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Wig. Yeah. Wig, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's good to hear that one person understands the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Wiggy.
Might be telling about the conversation.
Bob, is there some sort of a point that could just be summarized in a sentence, perhaps?
Okay, easy being. One guy on defense can make a stud baller play and can stop the play immediately.
Yes.
Being sacked. And yes. And a defender of a pass doesn't have to catch the ball. He just has to deflect.
Yes.
So
okay.
My point being is that when you hear over time that defense wins playoff games or can dominate.
Bob, I apologize.
That is the single worst call in the history of the Greg Gilbert.
He was right at his point, though.
He was nowhere near his point.
He took an hour to get somewhere nobody wanted to go.
He was nowhere near his point. I want to be nice to everyone who calls the show.
God in heaven. Horrible.
My Lord.
I will never get that time back.
Well, Bob, you can call on Sundays when I have my own show. Ain't that right, Ken?
Ooh. Oh, are you getting your own show?
Yeah, Wiggy in the World.
Oh,
that's it.
Better than Wiggy and the Woman, based on the ratings of that show.
That show.
Black producer.
Were the ratings a little rough that day?
We had a little fall off that day.
You know what?
Oh, really?
I wasn't driving, so.
That's unfortunate.
I was a passenger.
Who was driving?
I would say the woman was driving.
Oh.
Black producer,
geez.
Italian co-host.
Isn't this a team? Like, what kind of a person immediately blames their cohort?
Unbelievable.
That's what Ken did. I didn't blame anybody.
You said the show didn't rate well. That's the show didn't rate well.
You were on the show.
I was on vacation.
Oh, yeah, you weren't on that show?
No.
Who was producing?
It was either Stiz or Matty Duran.
Yeah, I was just saying, I wasn't driving.
Wait, so Stiz was driving?
No, Courtney was driving. Oh, okay. I was in passenger. I thought Ken was pushing the buttons, but Stiz might have been on the buttons.
All right.
Right now, Courtney just took a bite of a rhubarb pie.
Should I get my own show, Ken, or what, man?
Let's talk, Wiggy.
Late nights.
How much you want?
Late night with Wiggy.
You're going to get really raunchy.
What
are the first things that you're going to undertake in your new role?
Oh, boy. I mean, this is the main thing. We're finding my replacement. That's number one, right?
Okay. All right.
That will be caught up in that next week.
You can take kind of a view of the radio station from 10,000 feet, as they say.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do it all.
That's the thing about this job. Many facets, many tentacles, a lot of things happening.
Open up the hood and look at the engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of ins and outs. Okay. I might go to AutoZone. I know you're their spokesperson.
How are you with the business euphemisms?
I gotta brush up on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. But I did talk to promotions yesterday, and exciting news, we have Garth Brooks tickets to give away next week.
Whoa.
Okay. Several pairs for the Gillette show, and I know you're excited about that.
Yes, that'll be great. We'll give those away next week.
Mm-hmm. Whole new world for me, dealing with promotions and other parts of the
What are your thoughts on hair dye?
Garth Brooks, he wears one of those bandanas too, so I mean.
Yeah.
Does he?
I think he does.
I don't think he does.
under his 10-gallon hat. Don't he wear a bandana?
Does Garth Brooks wear...
I'm not sure about his...
I don't believe Garth Brooks...
Head accessory. Garth I just Brooks. Like how Wiggy threw it out there.
I think he's known for wearing a do-rag. I've never heard of
which
that.
Which one of the country singers...
I mean, Axl Rose is known for that.
No, I know that, but there's a country singer who wears a do-rag all the time.
Well, there's probably several.
Underneath his hat. No, this
but
guy's
it's not Garth Brooks.
This guy's a big country.
Are you thinking of Phil Collins?
No, and he's married to another country singer. This guy's
you're thinking about Tim McGraw?
Faith Hill?
That could be a Tim McGraw.
Okay, Tim McGraw.
Isn't he an actor? Wasn't he in a movie?
Yeah, he's in that show.
Friday Night Lights.
All right, that's what I'm thinking about.
And he was also in The Blind Side.
That's what I'm thinking about.
All right, let's get to Ken and what is trending.
Now, here's the longest running voice of the morning on WEEI. It's the great Ken Laird with What's Trending Now.
Take your adventures farther than ever before. It's the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, starting at $32,820. Find that authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. All right, did you actually watch the game? Did you find it on ESPN Plus last night, Razor? Or were you like in protest because it was not on NES and not watching?
Well, I was in protest, but I did have to kind of pay attention as well.
Yeah. Physical hockey game. They've had a couple of these lately. And the Bruins did win at 4-3. Charlie McAvoy, power play goal, 45 seconds to go, wins it. Signature win, would you say, for the team?
Well, a good bounce back win. They got smoked by Carolina on Tuesday night, so it was good to see them be resilient, losing Brad Marchand in the middle of the game, Anton Bleed at some point. So, yes, not a statement win. I don't think you can have that yet, but a big win for the Bruins, and they're still rolling in January, moving up the standings.
When you guys don't have a game...
Uh-huh.
You should get together with your broadcast teammates and do your own version of it.
And just call it off the TV?
Yeah, do it somewhere else.
Would you tune in?
I would do it on OnlyFans or something. Right. Like, imagine seeing some of your teammates on OnlyFans.
Dale here.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
And you could make some extra cash on OnlyFans.
If Dale were on there, they'd rename it OnlyFan.
Oh, Curtis. Oh, too soon.
Boom. Come on. That's good. Thank you.
Now, as alluded to by Razor, Brad Marchand hit hard by Garnet Hathaway in the corners in the second. And
30 hit.
Not according to Razor.
No, I'm moving a little closer to the dirt. I watched it four times this morning.
Oh, thank you. All right, thank you.
A little dirt. He said a little bit.
No,
little
bit. It was gutless. It was
suspendable?
Ooh. No, okay. I'm still saying no, but I'm much more open to a suspension than I was at 6 a.m. this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've literally been watching
the hockey guy on the show. Change your mind. Thank you.
Yeah, I am.
Anton Bleed also left the game, although Bruce Cassidy defended the Tom Wilson hit, but he did not do so for the hit from Hathaway. Anyway, it's the seventh straight win for Linus Ullmark in Winnipeg tomorrow, 3:00. And Celtics and Blazers tonight at 7:30. NFL Divisional Weekend, a big one. Four games all heard right here on WEEI. Monday, we've got a Players Union meeting with MLB in New York City. And how about this news? This is kind of big baseball news, Greg. Robot umpires are coming to AAA for the 2022 season.
I like it.
I'm not sure if it's across the entire AAA, but certainly several select parks.
I like it.
Me too. Move things along. It'll make things quicker. Let's go. Robot, I like it. Let's get it right.
We use technology in everything else that we do. Why don't we don't need the human element when it comes to calling balls and strikes.
Can we get a brief segment on the David Ortiz comments with Marloni and Fourier? Yes. We missed that yesterday.
You want to do that next?
I'd love to.
So will the robot actually be on the field, or will it be more of a...
It's called the automatic ball and strike system.
What do you mean on the field?
Oh, you mean
that's going to be on the field?
What is going to be behind that? That's a good question. Yeah, what's going to be back there?
The robot is going to come walking out with the little chest pad and
I wouldn't be against that.
And his shin guards on.
Well, but
what do you mean? Is it going to be what?
Like the one in Rocky IV?
What do you think the thing is going to be? You think it's going to be circling Uranus?
No, there's got to be.
I mean, what? Like, where do you think where do you think the robot would be?
If you're going to need the robot to be able to decipher where the strike zone is, where are you putting...
Bud, we have robots that can hunt you down at 90 miles an hour
right.
and rip your throat out.
Right. So there's
I think a robot can figure out how to call a ball in a strike.
No, but I'm just wondering, is the robot going to be behind the catcher?
Wherever the robot wants to be is where it will be. Otherwise, the thing will attack everybody. Man, have you seen what they do?
Yeah, I know I've seen what they do.
They don't like humans. They're here to destroy us.
Well, clearly they must like
humans.
First
they're taking our jobs, then they're going to destroy us.
Well, they're taking behind the plate umpire jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
This is a flashback to Wiggy calling them robot empires earlier.
The possibility of robot empires. I was spot on.
Yes.
I was spot on.
This is the beginning, there as always. Go. Visionary. That's what's trending now.
This afternoon on Merloni and Fourier.
Michael Lombardi joins the guys as he gets you set for an NFL playoff weekend.
The home for Patriot fans is WEEI. It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
I'm on an island on this. With me, it's generally the island and the kitchen.
On WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man.
Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
I've got the secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised.
Well, it's official. According to the Laird man on his last day as a producer on this program, Major League Baseball will deploy robot umpires this season, whenever that season is played, and they're beginning at AAA, and we'll see what happens, whether or not they ever get I would assume that the umpire union.
Ooh, they might have a problem.
They may have an issue with that. So it may be a while until they get there. But you're a fan of it?
100%,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
In
it makes
all sports?
Complete sense. Well, I mean, baseball is the easiest one. This is strike zone. There's no gray area with it. It's pretty simple. There's a strike zone, right. And let's not make any gray area. The other ones, everywhere else, there's gray area.
The NFL has to
figure out how to spot the ball properly, right? Yes, I mean, that seems first and foremost in sports. They need a robot for that. Yeah. But there's a lot of the holding call. Like, those are all gray areas. I think you still need the human element, but...
And in baseball, you're only really getting it for the home plate umpire. You're still going to have one robot and then, what, three humans? What do they have? Three
umpire.
Or four?
Umpire.
We have three or four umpires there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's a step forward, I think, in getting it right, getting the call right.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, I get it. I'm afraid of the robots. I feel like eventually... there's going to be some sort of issue, probably not in my lifetime, but they can. Weren't we talking on the show a while ago? They can reproduce now, the robots.
Yeah, sure.
I think Major League Baseball likes this though.
Yes,
I think they like this because this probably makes the game more entertaining as far as hitters hitting the ball, because if you have a robot umpire, the strike zone is never going to change. When you have you hear in baseball all the time, when there are different umpires, they then look and go, okay, this guy calls it somewhat. So the batter is always having to change the way the strike zone changes. But now with the robot, it's always going to be the same. So you're going to have more contact, more balls in play.
The game is not officiated by robots.
But you're still going to need an ump at home to call plays at home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, you'd have to do that.
So we're saying, who goes back there? What goes back there? Is a robot back? What's back there?
There's a human back there, and then like a drone hovering
on his head
over home plate.
Drones. We need drones. David from Florida. What's up, David?
Good morning.
Hey.
Can we get a little bat out of hell in honor of the late great Meatloaf?
Yes, we have yet to do that one.
What's taking so long with that?
We've played several odes to Meatloaf, who passed away, unfortunately, early this morning at the age of 74. But, Ken, will you do that, bat out of hell?
Noted.
Curtis, are you able to take the board for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
There appears to be an emergency. There is a bag of Doritos stuck in the vending machine, and Ken needs to go. Ken, could you, in your role as operations manager, could you go get the bag of Doritos unstick it from the vending machine, please?
Now, interesting timing. Your coffee order just came in. I'm not bringing it in now.
There's a light bulb over in the sales office. There is a light bulb out. If you'd be able to. All right. Anyway,
David. That is an emergency.
David, what's up, David?
Curtis, go get that bag.
First of all, I mean, I want to know what happened with you in the Bahamas, Greg. I was a little concerned.
What do you mean?
What is that beeping noise?
I don't hear a beeping noise. That might be an issue with you.
You weren't on IG. Oh,
you mean because I wasn't on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely lost my Instagram. My phone died Thursday. I had the thing set up with an old email, which was my WAAF email, and so I couldn't get the password. I couldn't get. It's a disaster. But I'm back on Instagram, David. Follow me, Greg Hill WEI. Were you calling about anything else today? Or
I actually had a couple of hockey questions for Razor.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you on.
How about one? Let's do
first
one.
First of all,
a couple. Well, all right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead,
it's David.
Well, all right. First one is, I was just hoping you could explain to me, Razor, what cycling. What are the ABCs of cycling?
Whoa! All that's right,
good one.
Right. That's cycling.
Please do not answer that. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Ken. Wishing you the best, my friend. I have a suggestion. My grandfather called and he wants his handkerchief back off your head.
That's mean. That is rude.
And I did have a suggestion. Maybe on Ken's last day, you could put that out to auction, and the proceeds could go to the Greg Hill Foundation.
The do-rag? Auction the do-rag?
It's not a do-rag. Can we stop calling that a do-rag?
Yeah, Ken would find that to be an incredible COVID protocol violation, I believe, right? You can't auction the do-rag.
And my last thought was maybe we could replace Ken with a robot.
Maybe. Now that's an idea.
That is...
All right, Curtis, you wanted to talk a little bit about David Ortiz.
Yeah, so he was on with Maloney and Fourier 2 days ago in the afternoon. He was asked about Dan Shaughnessy.
It was funny.
We have that, Kenny. This is how it sounded.
So I know you just mentioned it was a big topic last week, actually. We were talking about it, and that one guy, obviously, was Dan Shaughnessy. So I'm just curious, you always have a good relationship with Dan during the year? I mean, your career? Or was there ever an issue with him?
It's funny that you asked me that question because you know the exactly answer about that.
Yeah, I do. I just thought I'd like to hear you.
you know Dan Shaughnessy has been an ass to everybody. Mm. So what can I tell you? I mean, it's not a surprise for me. It's not a surprise for y'all that he didn't vote for me. So what can I do? I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to stop anything. It's just one guy that didn't vote for you and nothing you can do about it, but I mean, this is a guy that he just like giving a hard time to everyone. So
my issue with that was, like, I agree with his thought. I mean, Shaughnessy's kind of a dink, and that's great. I'm glad that he got, you know, mocked. But if you don't vote for David Ortiz, you're an a-hole. Like,
well, he's taking, I'm assuming that he's taking it personally or whatever.
I mean, I just think that that is, you come across kind of poorly, in
my opinion. Maybe David Ortiz dealing with Shaughnessy in the past, and maybe Shaughnessy comes off as an a-hole.
No, and I agree with that.
So if you deal with somebody and you come off as an a-hole, then if they call you an a-hole, it kind of, it's like, you know, that's kind of who you are. Perception is the reality.
But is it, like, can we do away with the voting being done by writers?
Should be done by robots.
I don't know. We talked about this. Yeah. Do an algorithm.
Yeah. I don't think humans, or you should, and I blame Major League Baseball for this, and I don't know what the NHL is like, Razor, but they have this, Ken, what the hell is the thing called? Like the character clause? And I always said you vote for Hall of Fame or MVP. We went through it with the Aaron Rodgers for what that person did on their field, ice, court, whatever sport that they played. Who gives a crap about what they did off the field?
I'm invoking the character clause.
But, you know, before or even after their playing days are over. Like, you look at...
It's like Rodgers and MVP.
Right. Kurt Schilling. You know, you don't want to vote him into the Hall of Fame because you don't agree with his political beliefs. Mm. You know, and I remember, Curtis, you asked me the question about Darren Schopper, who was one of my teammates. Now, if he deserved to be a Hall of Famer when he played, we vote on that. We don't vote on what he did, even though what he did off the field was horrible. But aren't we voting on the what you were as a player? That's what I always thought the Hall of Fame and, like, MVP guys we voted for. You know, you want to take OJ out of the Hall of Fame. Why?
Yeah, I mean, Dan Shaughnessy applying a character clause to someone else is the height of irony. I mean, that guy, I mean, well, he shouldn't be talking about anybody's character. But I guess I may have misheard the Ortiz comments. I heard it live as... he's not voting for me, so he's an a-hole. But I think Wiggy's probably right, that he's referring to how he was interacted with when he was talking to Shaughnessy as a player,
I mean,
and that he's always been an a-hole.
Do you think Ortiz, knowing what you know about the 2003 test, that's when it was, right, that was supposed to be confidential and then was really, like, should he be in the Hall of Fame? I say yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to apply a standard where you're voting for Bonds and Clemens, then you can vote for Ortiz, no problem. The other thing that never really gets brought up when it comes to Ortiz's track record, Angel Presinal was his trainer. He's banned in 2009 from working with any Major League Baseball player because of his deep ties to performance-enhancing drugs and supplements. So Ortiz, I think, did what Bonds and Clemens did, and I think you pick the best players of the era. You don't institute some idiotic character clause when you're Dan Shaughnessy and your writers have elected a guy named Bill Conlon, who's a convicted pedophile, into the writers' wing of the Hall of Fame.
It's interesting what you don't hear from Curtis, and that's that Tom Brady was connected to Greg Anderson, the Balco trainer, at about the time of that scandal, but that is never brought up.
What was the connection?
I mean, it's a little bit of a murky connection, wouldn't you say?
Well, so was his trainer Greg Anderson?
Greg Anderson brought up Brady's name in a statement.
I just asked you a question.
Brady was linked to Balco. Right. It's fishy.
I'm asking you a question.
What was going on there? Why was he linked? What was he looking to get from Greg Anderson?
There is no documentation outside of a single Rolodex that was used in discovery of the Balco case.
I don't know.
But what do you know?
Well, we don't know much on Ortiz either, but you bring that up.
What are you talking about? Dan Ortiz failed the test, Ken.
Which test?
A performance-enhancing drug test.
Which one was it?
In 2003.
Which drug?
Steroids.
Nope. You have no proof of that.
Wouldn't you? Can we just get back to... Wouldn't you prefer that it's former players that are voting for the Hall of Fame?
No, because then they're biased.
Yeah, players are just as biased as anyone else. And they actually pay attention
less.
They pay attention less.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys don't pay attention.
No. That's the way they do it in the NFL. Boomer has a vote.
Well, you could give some guys votes. It's like a Boomer's watching every week, but, you know.
But even Boomer's biased, right?
Yeah, of course he is.
Right? He when he instantly talked about Coach of the Year, he went right to Cincinnati, you know, a place where he played. Or let's say Frank Wright was having a good year, that was Boomer's roommate. You don't think there's going to be some type of, you know, and that's the way players are. That they are biased to certain player. Oh, I know this guy, I like this guy, I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, they're worse than the reporter. Is
that it should be, and I don't know, maybe it is some type of, you know, machine. That
I just need to confirm this with Ken, because that was the dumbest thing, and we only have an hour and 20 minutes left. So you're comparing a what? So this, just so everybody understands what the 2003 test was. They said, okay, we're going to test you anonymously this season. If you are under 5%, we will never institute steroid testing policy. So all
it
you had to
steroid
do
steroid testing. It was a widespread performance right. enhancing drug.
You cannot take
testing.
Any performance enhancing drugs this year. Mm-hmm. If you stay under 5%, then you will never be tested again. But Ortiz needed it so badly that he had to do it that year, knowing if he had just waited a single season.
I mean, that's your opinion. That's not a fact. I mean,
it's a fact that it was a performance enhancing drug test that was an audit. So that they would stipulate whether or not the union said it's not a problem. The players' owners said, let's test. And if it's under this percent, we will never test again. That's how it was stipulated.
Curtis, so then you believe he should not be in the Hall of Fame for that reason?
No, I believe that Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds is the greatest position player. Clemens was the greatest pitcher alongside Pedro of that era. And they both cheated, and they both should be in. And I think using that, David Ortiz is the greatest designated hitter, the most clutch player in the history of baseball, and arguably, he should be in the Hall of Fame. But you cannot say that
you're... Did he test positive for, like, because I...
Yes, he tested positive.
Ortiz did.
For yes. something. We don't
okay,
know what it
so
was.
Okay, so he tested positive for something that was a banned substance.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so then there you go, right?
Well, then there you go what?
He should still be in the Hall of Fame, but he tested for something that was a performance enhancing drug.
Yeah.
Could be a lot of things.
Okay, what do you think
could
it was?
Could be a GNC, I don't know.
Oh, so
creatine
no, but it doesn't matter.
GNC, I don't know. So why was his trainer banned from baseball?
Well, why was Greg Anderson banned? And why was he talking to Brady?
So you think Ken, it's more like the guys and that, and I don't know if this happened to Edelman, where you go to, let's say you go to a GNC or you go to a CVS and you get something you think is for something else, and then boom, you got a test, and all of a sudden you get popped. You think it's more like along those?
Hey,
like
that's kind of what Ortiz hinted
you know,
at.
I had a call.
Those are always my favorite stories.
Oh, by the way, did we ever get to the bottom of that?
Those are the best stories. Those are the best
stories. Remember he said he was going to get to the bottom of what he tested for? Why didn't we find out?
You got Ed Davis on it.
So,
Ed Davis is on that one,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Seeking the answers in the Dominican Republic currently?
Because if it was just something random at GNC, I'd go back to my receipt and be like, okay, this is what I took.
It's just obvious in your tone you hate Ortiz. For some reason, it's a personal vendetta. It is just a double standard that you hold him to as opposed to Brady or
what
other
is this,
athletes.
What is the double standard?
You love
standard?
Rodney Harrison. You praise him up and down. He's obviously a steroid user. We
I just,
know that.
I just said
you
David
never
Ortiz,
criticize him.
I just said he's in the Hall of Fame. I literally just said that.
This is what I'm going to miss about you two. Right. the incessant arguing. I love it. It'll continue on Saturdays.
It will
right?
continue on Saturday mornings, yeah.
Okay, so you two will be on tomorrow.
We will be on tomorrow.
Okay, and the Saturday show will continue.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to work, unlike other managers, you're going to work 6 days a week.
Correct.
So you're going to be
I admire. I admire that work ethic.
Thank you, Greg.
This is Dave from Connecticut. Hello, Dave.
Hey guys,
what's
good
up,
morning. Man? I got a little call out for the Brady hater this morning. About I don't know, it was about 2 months ago. I had a conversation with Ken on the air, and he was all giddy about you know this winning streak when the Patriots are beating up on all the COVID teams and all the teams that hadn't lost all their players to injuries. And he says this is going to end the Brady Belichick debate. Belichick's going to bring a rookie quarterback to the Super Bowl, and it's the system, and the defense is so good. This is going to end it. You know, Brady, it's all Belichick. Ken, I told you I'd call you 2 months later.
Fair enough.
When Brady was still playing and Belichick was home. So I wanted to know now.
Well, Brady beat the Eagles. Come on. That was basically a bye week.
Big deal. What did Belichick do?
What
did Belichick's defense do?
He played
do
the Bills. It was a Final Four team last year.
Hey, were you the guy running? Road. You were the guy running around naked celebrating the Jaguars win, you total and complete fraud.
What?
You remember that too. See, Chris, you remember this whole thing. And
of course.
Now I want to call you out, Ken. Now, and I told you back then, I said, Ken, I'm going to call you because Tampa's going to still be playing. And you said that this is going to end the debate. So it does end the debate now, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, Brady wins this year. He's 2-0. But Bill's going to coach. Wiggy, you think 3 years at least.
Yeah.
Well, so he's got time to win the low.
What has Ken been right about, honestly?
It's hard not to win when you get favorable treatment from the referees, as Tom Brady admitted to yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it is a little bit easier.
All right. Dave, thank you. And a quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. You can also watch this show every day on Twitch. Just follow WEEI to watch this show on Twitch. And the Twitch feed is presented by the Wise Man from Kentucky Owl. It is straight American bourbon whiskey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Meatloaf passed away at the age of 74, and that's for the who was that? David from Connecticut who wanted that.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Was he sick? Like it?
Was he sick?
Yeah, because I swear we were just talking about Meatloaf not too long ago.
I don't think we were though.
Yeah.
Was I here?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
When were we talking about Meatloaf?
Oh man, Jesus,
God. With regard to, I mean, maybe with regard to what I was planning on having for lunch. But
well, do you think Meatloaf's on the tasting menu in Carolina today?
I don't know. Courtney's off. Andrew Raycroft filling in. At what point is she at during the 12-hour tasting, Curtis, right now? Is it appetizers or?
Right now, Santo is cutting up biscotti.
Yes. I see. Salad. They're probably on the salad course.
Ooh.
Well, what's the little finger food? Charcuterie boards like meat and cheese. That's where they are right now.
Oh man. It is Ken Laird's last day as a producer. He segues up to management after today, and then we'll begin the search for the next Ken Laird on this program. And all day, every day next week, a new producer, all internal candidates trying out next week.
Next week, yep. Yeah. We'll get the first crack.
Do you have a favorite?
Boy, it's tough. I don't really. I think
what's the most important thing since you've done this job? What do you think the most important skill is?
Dealing with you. So, it's being delicate with your feelings. I mean, you're a little sensitive.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive. Very sensitive. Yeah, guy, well known as that.
So, I don't know who that is. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, I thought maybe Stanley Stizgrimy would have an edge on that because he was your personal driver, chauffeur.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. It's a little icy between you two lately, perhaps.
No, Stiz called me, but he wants the job. But he has Curtis is right. He's not a very punctual person.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Curtis and I are here one morning. He showed up on our own.
Stiz tends to run a little late every once in a while.
Now, if it was his everyday gig and it was like, you know, this is your job, maybe he would come through on that.
Uh-huh.
But it's a maybe at this point.
Cannot be a single doubt in your mind that a person will be here or not with this shift specifically.
Right.
Ken is spot on, though. What? It is how whoever the new person is handles and deals with Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been a couple times where you've been out, and let's say the rejoin isn't where he wants it to be.
Oh, man,
he gets up.
I get upset.
Once he gets up out of that seat, he makes
I demand perfection with
I'm not saying you that, so I'm not saying. I'm just agreeing with Ken. He gets up, he heads right for the thing, and then he goes in the back office. But he'll, like, kind of mumble something under his breath. And he goes in. So it is, Ken, you are right, is how they handle the rejoins, the drops, the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you feel is the best producer in the building currently besides yourself?
Boy, that is tough. We have a lot of good guys. I hate to single anybody out because we have a pretty
great management
staff.
Answer there, right?
Yeah, he's corporate. He's corporate.
I have an answer if you want.
I've noticed the talents that each has individually.
I think it's the best producer in the building right now, outside of this show, is John Anderson.
Okay.
J.A.
Excellent.
Okay.
Jay's pretty good.
He and Courtney would vibe on the Taylor Swift thing.
Yes, they would. And he talks about how he dumps on himself on dates.
Ricky, you are oddly obsessed with that bodily function lately.
Well, it's every day.
Because
you mention it every day.
Here, Razor, like, I want somebody to be completely 100, right, when they come on. You know, they talk about themselves. You know, we all want to get to know each other. I talk about how, you know, I was a bastard child. My dad left us when I was just a squirt and never came back. He talks about, hey, he was on a date, and he thought he was letting out a little bit of gas, and then it was a shot, and continued the date.
Oh, you gotta go home.
No, he continued the date, which was impressive.
That might be hireable alone. I mean, why go through the process? Yeah.
Then went on another date with the same girl, because I think when he was walking away, you know, like, and he had the little mud butt, she thought that he had a big Johnson. We call that the Idris walk.
Let's see. This is Bobby. Hello, Bobby.
The interest walk.
Idris Elba. That's how he walks.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
What's up?
Listen, that's hilarious. Wiggy, that's a great spot. You got me laughing. But listen, I want to expose the fraud that Bill Belichick is at the 71 and 78 record. Do you realize the last four coaches at Miami, Philbin, and all the stiffs have the same record without Tom Brady that fraud Bill Belichick has? 71 and 78. That's what we're gonna face here the next 3 to 4 years with that fraud Bill Belichick.
Wow, I believe he's gonna beat 8 rings to 7, but I could be wrong on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, do the math. You can look it up. I spent the time there and realize this: Tom Brady's employed more people in the NFL, including Wiggy, than anybody could hire. I mean, you look at the stiffs, Charlie Weiss and all those stiffs.
Did you just call Wiggy a stiff?
Well, listen, Bill actually brought me in, because when I got here, Tom was a 4th-string quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. Wiggy made Tom. Right.
Yeah,
right.
If anything, right. Look at the snowball. Yeah. I made Tom. Yeah.
Who cut you?
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
WEEI. Here's what you missed on Merloni and Fourier.
If we're really calling this a rebuild, this is what a rebuild looks like. First step, guys, let's get to the playoffs. They got to the playoffs. Now you know what a playoff team looks like. That's the Buffalo Bills. This isn't one of these like home makeover shows where the whole house gets redone in 7 days. It takes years of loss and pain and frustration. If making the playoffs was your goal, of course it's not a failure. It's a success.
Merloni and Fourier.
Afternoons 2 to 6.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.